Richard Hendrick is what they call a frontline provider. He's a psychiatric social worker in Springfield, Massachusetts, who helps homeless people with schizophrenia. That means he's almost never at his office. This is what you hear on his office voicemail.
Hi, this is the voice of Richard. Please leave me a message. I will get back to you. And if you are on the streets and you'd like me to find you, let me know where you are.
So it was almost inevitable that he would meet Amir Robinson, a 41-year-old homeless man diagnosed with schizophrenia paranoia. Mr. Robinson was born in Springfield. He lived in San Antonio for several years before returning to his hometown a year ago. He remembers arriving in Springfield feeling scared and vulnerable.
For some reason, when I first got off the bus, there was this yellow kind of a taste in the mall. I just noticed that it was all over the place, a filthy taste, and it was like drug fiends all over the place.
Amir Robinson made his way through the city until he found a bed at a homeless shelter. He noticed Richard Hendrick about the same time the social worker noticed him.
I think actually the first time we met was at the Worthington Street shelter. You came in from Texas and landed at the shelter, which is where one of the places that I do my work at. And I kind of knew from the beginning that you were struggling with probably some mental health things. And I probably went over to you and just said, introduced myself, and we started to talk.
I asked him about medication issues, that I needed his help because I was homeless. I wasn't even stressed, really. It's just that there was a overwhelming feeling that I needed his guidance.
And so began what Mr. Hendrick calls the journey. Depending on how well a client keeps in touch, the trip can last for weeks, months, or even years. He seeks out people with profound mental illness, including schizophrenia and manic depression, whom he visits on the street or finds in shelters. His therapy methods are low-key.
Typically, I'll know a person, I'll know his or her name, and often the journey for me begins by just using that name, you know, saying, hi, Mr. Robinson, or hi, Janet. I might sit near a person during lunch. Conversation may or may not develop. It really starts often with just two people getting to sort of almost feel one another, almost literally, almost sensing one another.
With Amir Robinson, the relationship clicked. Mr. Robinson had been in and out of psychiatric hospitals since he was in his early 20s. He describes his youth as occasionally violent with a few run-ins with police. These days, he says he doesn't seek out company, so just having a friend in Richard Hendrick is meaningful.
I just sit there and talk to him. It makes me feel better. Sometimes we'll go and have coffee or donuts. Sometimes he takes me to get my blood drawn over at Bay State Medical.
As Mr. Hendrick develops each relationship, he also makes judgments about clinical treatment. He usually recommends medication to help schizophrenics cope with everyday life, although he does work with people who refuse medication because some of the drugs can have unpleasant side effects. Amir Robinson was on little or no medication when his journey began, but Mr. Hendrick helped him find a doctor who put him on a regimen of antipsychotic drugs.
It helps in many ways. Not only do I concentrate a little more better and show productivity in my speech, but, you know, it's not like I can't understand myself without it.
My sense is you struggle with this whole idea of this mental illness thing, but you do know that you seem to be better when you take medications than when you don't take them.
In this journey, goals are modest. Richard Hendrick keeps track of his clients' successful forays into normal life. He points to one time when Mr. Robinson went to court to try to get back pay from Social Security.
He did all the research, went to the law library in the federal building of a federal court, and ended up on his own in front of a judge magistrate presenting his case. I was there just as a support person, but was just totally impressed at how he handled it, how he presented his case. He didn't necessarily prevail on that level, but he was fine with that.
Well, actually, he was held in the wrong court. That was a federal court, and If I had to appeal it, it would be into a district court.
The two men don't see each other as much as they used to because they agree Mr. Robinson is doing better. Mr. Hendrick helped him find the boarding house where he lives on state assistance. He also put him in touch with a community employment service. But even as Richard Hendrick roots for his client's progress, he's hoping his own job won't become an oddity. He's worried about state budget cuts, targeting social workers, and street outreach programs.
Amir and others really are well served by having someone to go to, someone who can be non-judgmental and just be with them in the moment. And in the course of doing that, things happen.
The next leg of Mr. Robinson's journey? He's looking to renew some family connections with his friend's help.
My mom and dad don't live around here. Neither do my brother and three sisters. And I miss them quite a bit.
So you'd like to see them again?
I would like to, but
maybe a trip.
Someday.
In the meantime, Amir Robinson is just grateful he can call home from Richard Hendrick's office for free. For Main Street, I'm Karen Brown in Springfield, Massachusetts.